So the St. James Infirmary that we know wouldn't have been possible without Don Redman. And Don Redman was a musical arranger. He put together the version that we hear in the Louis Armstrong rendition from 1928. He was born in West Virginia in 1900. His both his parents were musical. His father was a janitor, and his mother, Henrietta, was a singer. I think his father played in a brass band. Now, Don was something of a musical prodigy, played many instruments through high school, and he did study arranging composition at the Boston Conservatory. He was a member of the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra that he joined in 1923 and spent quite a while there with Louis Armstrong, so they were familiar with each other. But he did leave the Fletcher Orchestra, which he'd made famous. He made it into the most popular black jazz orchestra in North America due to his skill for arranging the music, but he left and formed and joined, actually, McKinney's Cotton Pickers, and it essentially became his band in a very short period of time. Yeah, so Redman was really the first jazz artist with the education and the skill to develop complex orchestral arrangements that highlighted and contrasted the instruments of the band, and allowed space for solo improvisation as well. And this, as you'll see, was very important when it comes to Louis Armstrong, who himself revolutionized the whole concept of the solo instrument and how the band would perform the music, both on stage and in the recording studio. At any rate, much to Henderson's chagrin, Redman left his orchestra, and it took Henderson quite a while, a number of years, to recover from this, but he became the musical director for a Detroit band called McKinney's Cotton Pickers, and they then became the house band at Detroit's Greystone Ballroom, and that was a fine building. It was on Woodward Avenue. It's now buried underneath the Chrysler Expressway. It was had a dome ceiling, polished wood dance floor that could hold thousands, marble staircases, wide balconies. It was the most elegant of dozens of jazz nightclubs in an entertainment district that was called Paradise Valley. And all of North America was becoming littered, the landscape was becoming littered with dance clubs. It was an incredibly popular pastime. And one of the chief dancers of the period was the Foxtrot. And this is why St. James Infirmary really adopted the kind of rhythmic pulse that it does today, because it was modified as a dance standard in 4/4 time. And this is how it was recorded by Louis Armstrong and Don Redman.